On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The owner of Alton Towers has pleaded guilty to breaching health and safety rules following a roller coaster crash there last June. Two women had to have their legs amputated after the collision on the Smile Ride, and three others suffered life-changing injuries. A judge has warned Merlin it could have to pay a very large fine. Paul Paxton is a lawyer representing eight of the victims.
Here are young people who've gone out to have a fun day out and come away some with an amputation. But that said, it is a comfort that there has been a guilty plea, and now we won't have to go through the necessity of a trial.
KMFM News.
Tests will take place later to determine exactly how Prince died after he was found unresponsive at his home in Minnesota yesterday. Reports in America suggest the singer was treated for a drug overdose days ago. The pop star lived a very private life, something he alluded to in his first ever interview with MTV.
I'm just like anyone else. I need love and water. And I don't really consider myself a superstar.
In 2011, Prince performed to 30,000 fans at the Hop Farm in Paddock Wood. The festival was extended to a third day for the exclusive one-off gig. We've added some of your tributes to our story at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
President Obama has arrived in Windsor, where he and his wife Michelle were greeted by the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. Mr. Obama has urged Britain to stay in the EU, saying the world needs the UK's influence within Europe. 7 years after a Kent soldier was killed in a helicopter crash, five officers from the Royal Canadian Air Force are to face criminal charges. Former Maidstone Grammar pupil Captain Ben Babington Brown died when the aircraft came down in Afghanistan in 2009. An inquest in 2014 heard the helicopter hit a perimeter fence after taking off in a dust bowl. Canadian authorities have confirmed they're investigating claims of negligence.
KMFM News.
A Kent expert is calling on the government to rethink their advice on how much exercise we should be doing each week. Current guidelines suggest 2.5 hours of moderate activity is about right, or alternatively, a more vigorous workout lasting around 75 minutes. But Professor Mike Weed, who's a scientist at Canterbury Christchurch University, says that's too much.
Guidelines set at a much lower level, 60 minutes, say, would still give you a 50% risk reduction to your health, which to me seems like a substantial amount.
CCTV footage has emerged of Ram Raiders smashing a vehicle into a shop in Rochester. The co-op along Delsey Road was targeted at around 3 yesterday morning, although a cash machine was left intact. The front of the store has been badly damaged and no arrests have been made. You can see the footage at kentonline.co.uk. And we'll find out this afternoon who's going to be the face of the new £20 note, replacing the economist Adam Smith. The announcement will be made by the Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, after we were invited to nominate candidates.
KMFM Showbiz.
Fifth Harmony have been chatting to KMFM about how far they've come since appearing on the X Factor USA. The girl group formed on the show nearly 4 years ago, and their latest single, Work From Home, is still in the top five. Nomani spoke to Glenn on the Hit List last night.
We've been through so much this past year, and we've learned a lot about ourselves as musicians and as people and about each other too. We're really excited just for everybody to hear our creativity and hear this next era.
Their second album, 727, is due out next month.
KMFM Sports.
Football, and it's another massive game for Gillingham this weekend as they look to maintain their League One playoff place. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the Jewels are currently sixth in the table on goal difference and welcome struggling Shrewsbury to Priestfield tomorrow. Tuesday night's game ended in a 1-1 draw. Manager Justin Edinburgh says it's given them confidence.
We'll take that into Saturday, you know, against a Shrewsbury side who are fighting for their life. And then, you know, we'll look beyond there, but, you know, it's at home and we've got to try and, you know, rediscover that home form that's been for us for long periods of this season, and that's what we look to get back to winning ways on Saturday.
Meantime, Gillingham players Bradley Dack and John Egan have been named in a League One Team of the Year. The defender and leading goal scorer have been voted amongst the best 11 players in the division by members from other Football League clubs. On Monday, Dack was named League One's Player of the Year. And in cricket, England's James Taylor has had a preliminary procedure on a serious heart condition, which recently forced him to retire at just 26. His club, Nottinghamshire, says he's recovering at home and will continue to be tested and monitored.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.